Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, the New World Order is making its move. Everything they've done to take out Trump, the populist movement's failed. So assassination's on the table. And they're planning massive terror attacks to be blamed on us. They're already saying we're imminently about to blow everything up. Total crap. We work for the Russians. More bull. I don't think they want this election to take place. I think one of the callers earlier said that. He was dead on. So we're in very dangerous waters. We're in uncharted territory. We're in a situation we've never been in before. Let's go to back to John in Texas. John, finish your points about the situation.
Well, the communists, they want a civil war in Russia. They want a civil war in China. They want a civil war in Vietnam. They want a civil war in Cuba. And that's how they consolidate their power. And they're going to do it.
Yeah, that's how the CIA overthrew over 100 governments in civil wars. Real simple. They're running their same playbook on us.
And I believe that's what they want to do here. That's when they get all this stuff ready, they want a civil war here. We don't want it. What they do when they're going to try their best to get it.
You're damn right. That's why I love taking calls, because you just crystallized down what it took me hours to say. Give us some more knowledge, John.
They lost some places. They lost in 1919 Germany. The communists lost there. They lost in 1936 Spain. Franco beat them. And they lost in Finland. Mannerheim beat their rear end there when they tried to take over Finland, but they're running about 70%. So they figured they could do it here and probably, roll the dice and we could get it done here.
Man, and that's another point I meant to make the other day on this, is that the communists don't succeed every time. The French Revolution got defeated after, 6-7 years of hell. We also have seen their attempts here fail over and over again, but they have changed the culture over time. So on the slow burn, they're killing us, but we're finally awake, so the slow burn's not going to work. So now they want to finish us off. And there's been many other places it didn't work, like Argentina for a time and many other places. And a lot of times the response to the communist takeover is something nasty as well, but quite frankly, not as bad and not as lasting, because it doesn't destroy the culture itself. It just throws the communists out of helicopters.
But the communist goal, when you're talking to General Flynn, the communist goal is everything in there has been done to this country is in there.
And I never played that Yuri Bezmenov clip. Get that ready, folks. I'm going to play that next segment. I meant to get to that yesterday. John, we got 2 minutes left. Keep holding court here.
Well, the communists said a long time ago what they were going to do. I mean, Lenin was sitting there saying, well, first we got to debauch the currency. Then we got to get control of both political parties. We got to lead the opposition. And we're seeing that now in our political system right now, that a lot of people that oppose Republicans and that are actually working for the global government, which is what the communists always wanted.
And let's be clear. Just as British intelligence funded Lenin's train of gold in 1917, it's ultra-rich imperial money that sets up Mao, sets up Lenin. They put them in there to exploit and control their population, like Armin Hammer working with Khrushchev. This is the same thing over and over and over again. So it's ultra-rich controlling and working with the communists.
And that's right. And they live like kings, and everybody else lives like serfs. When I got a video about World War II, the German invasion of Russia, and they showed, they said, here's where the people live in this mud, the village. It was ramshackle huts and mud huts, and they said, well, here's the party, Communist Party officials, and they have this big, almost palace on a hill, And that's what they want for us.
That's what Klaus Schwab and King Charles are literally telling us. You can't have hot water. You get 3 sets of clothes a year. You live in a 200-square-foot apartment. I mean, just literally, you'll eat bugs. You'll drink sewage. Bill Gates said a decade ago, I'm going to make you drink sewage soon. And now his company's being paid in L.A. to make people drink sewage water. Toilet to tap, full of chemicals.
In the old Soviet Union, everybody had they lived in ramshackle apartment buildings. They had to stand in line for hours to buy food or buy crappy clothes that fell apart within a month. And that's where we're heading right now. That's going to be
right. It's evil and oppression by design. It's dystopia by design. Incredible call, John. John's been calling for 20 years. We love you, John. Hadn't heard from him in years. Thank you, John. We love you. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If we learn how tyrants and Machiavelli systems operate work throughout history, we can see it happening again and we can stop it. And all the manipulations are transparent then. Yuri Bezmenov was a high-level KGB defector on record in the 80s. He went around the country warning people that the leftist tactics he saw in America were exactly what the Soviets used to control their country and the satellites of the Soviet Union, the Russian satellites, Soviet satellites. And this isn't a Russian conspiracy over here running things. British intelligence declassified, put Lenin in power in 1917. Took him 5 years to consolidate the country. And everything you see with Klaus Schwab with a Lenin bust in his office, a bronze Lenin bust behind him, is their plan. Ultra rich, they've got jets, they've got mansions, you get nothing. You eat bugs, you drink sewage, you like it. And L.A. now put in Bill Gates' new sewage to tap system. And now all the major brands, I mean, the seven or eight top food brands are going to put bug protein in the food. It's already there. Tyson, you name it. They're just doing it. You will eat the bugs. You will lower your standards. You will live in a dystopia. And they want to cancel the election. They want to trigger martial law with staged terror attacks and cyber attacks. They're pre-programming it. They've got movies coming out. There's no doubt they're planning it in the next 10 months. I don't know what combination or what timing it's going to be, but I had the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency in here telling you the same thing and former top national security advisor. You can't get better experts telling you that, ladies and gentlemen. So it's all going down right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to my X account, formerly Twitter, and scroll down to yesterday evening, we put a graphic up there that Jay Dyer put together that's dead on accurate, and it shows you some of the top brands that are putting cricket meal, cricket chitin protein, very toxic, causes cancer, in your food. So guys, go to my X account and we'll show that. It's not just them all over TV saying how great it is to eat bugs and Hollywood stars saying eat the bugs. They're not going to eat the bug hamburgers, the spider hamburgers. You're going to eat the tarantula hamburgers, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got to shut down cow production. They're doing it in the Netherlands, everywhere. It's really happening. You know, that's in my film, The Obama Deception. It's in Endgame. They're going to try to start restricting beef. Now it's here. I don't have to tell you about it coming. Now you get to see it come. And you can see videos from me 30 years ago now telling you this. 30 years in April. Here's Yuri Bezmenov in one of his powerful interviews. Yeah, there it is. Hillshire Farms, Sara Lee, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark. Take the bug off. I can't read it. Thanks. Hillshire Farms, Sara Lee, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Gallo, Perrier, State Farm, Original Philly, and others. Crickets, mealworms, grasshoppers. Look it up for yourself. Now, let's go to Yuri Bezmenov.
spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually, it's over-fulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with the authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation.
Back it up 10 seconds. We're now in destabilization. It's here. Civil war, everybody fighting over race, jacking up the prices, inflation, fentanyl, 120,000 dying a year. This is war. Now notice, all the destabilization stuff is now outlawed in China and Russia. You don't teach two men can have a baby. You don't teach, they don't get TikTok there. And I'm not even saying that's good, because I believe in freedom. But we should recognize it and reject it. But instead, it's just open season on the people of the West. Continue.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now.
And now they're flooding Central America. They've destabilized into their crisis, making it our crisis. And the Pentagon knew under Rex 84 that the communists could implode the third world in Latin America and flood us with hundreds of millions to bring us down. That was the main threat the Pentagon believed. They had a martial law plan to stop it called Rex 84, Operation Garden Plot, and Cable Splicer. Look those up. I don't just say these things. Came out in congressional hearings. So they've been trying the demoralization. They got a lot of it done, but not everybody. And they've been trying the destabilization, but it's not moving as quick as they want. So now they're going to the crisis. Civil war. Race war. Continue.
With a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely.
Back it up.
Normalization is a cynical...
Back it up a minute. Go back to crisis. So, demoralization. Okay, they've done that. Destabilization. And then crisis. And now you're under the permanent martial law. They don't call it that. That's normalization. And then after normalization, your country's captured. Now it's exploited to take over other countries. It's official KGB doctrine. It's just globalist doctrine they were given to control them. Destabilization, all right, is what we're in going into crisis and then into normalization. So, demoralization, destabilization, crisis, then normalization.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. The time bomb is ticking with every second.
With every second, the disaster is closer. Let's find the whole G. Edward Griffin, Yuri Bezmenov interview. We ought to air, I think it's like an hour long. We ought to air the whole thing. There's a couple more of them. I know it so well I can finish the sentence. I guess that clip's a little short. All right, callers, I appreciate you holding while I spent 10 minutes on that, but that's really important, and I've been saying I would air that. I haven't aired that in years. Owl Killer in Virginia, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Well, not why I called, but, you know, with that Yuri Bezmenov clip, you know, you're missing the part where it says how these people are contaminated, the people that are already demoralized and we're stuck with them. We have to deal with them, the half-baked intellectuals. But he also has another interview. It's not with G. Edward Griffin, where he talks about, people studying gender studies and things like that. And this is in the 80s when the guy's giving the interview. He knew the whole thing because they wrote the plan.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, hate speech is a Stalin thing. It was all developed by Trotsky before that. No, this is all Trotsky crap.
Yep, absolutely. So, big ups yesterday for that interview with General Flynn. I think Clay's a little off, you know, saying that Russia and China and Russia are going to attack Israel and all that stuff. That's all modern 1800s dispensationalism. I think Christian.
Yeah, no, it's Christian Zionism.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So,
Clay's a good guy, and you know.
Yeah, he is, but you know, finding 666, pick up sticks everywhere you go, that's gotta stop. It's all that does is take us out of the fight.
Well, the symbol of CERN is 666, and the globalists are obsessed with it.
They are, but you know, Nero, if you know, historical Christianity, you know, you have Jay Dyer on. Nero was the 666.
That's okay, so you're a preterist.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't agree with the preterist thing. I mean, we're seeing the world government, the mark of the beast now. I don't think this is 1,000 years of Christ reigning on earth. I don't think this is utopia.
No. I don't think it's utopia, but this. I mean, going forward, there is definitely going to be an Antichrist. But the idea of, you know, that Israel itself in the Middle East and, you know, the Gog and Magog, that's already happened. That's already happened.
Well, sure. Christ looks at the Pharisees and says, before this generation's over, not one stone will be left standing in Jerusalem. He was telling them that. That was separately there. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I've got a small question I'd like to ask you, sir.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Why don't I ever get a copy of my ballot when I vote?
Because they don't want you to have a record of it.
Well, why don't all we...
Yeah, why do you get a receipt when you buy a stick of bubble gum?
Yeah, I understand that, Alex, but what I'm saying is that if we, the people, went in there and took a picture of our ballot like I did in 2002 after the 2020 FASQUAY, and I've been trying to pass out, if we all took a picture of our ballot, then we would have a copy, so therefore there's no way that they could do any...
Let me ask you a question. Paper ballots counted at the precinct in front of people's a way to do it. Then you all see them tabulated together. That's the way to stop most fraud. But if we all just had receipts, how do we then collate and pool those together to get the big picture?
Well, if we all had pictures, if we all took a picture...
No, it's like finding a hair on the ground, and you think it's from your dog, but you don't know the whole picture because you're only one hair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but see, that still puts the power of our ballot in the hands of the people, and then that way we do have a receipt, and collectively we can put them all together.
How do you organize everybody to get together with their receipts and then who tabulates that?
Well, if people did it on their phone, it would be easy to do it by putting it into where you could text your how you voted to a certain number.
Well, I mean, if we got everybody to participate in that might work. It's pretty hard to, you know, to get organizations and much less large groups of people going in the same direction. But we do need to go back to paper ballots. So, you know, they did that in Argentina, and suddenly they got a right-winger elected, you know, for the first time in decades. So I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good, interesting, thought-provoking things you said. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great energy on the show today. Awesome show. Listen, here's where I see it. I see it as the globalists can't take four more years of Trump, and they have to pull out whatever they can to stop us. The only thing we have going for us is what we're doing right now, fighting in the information war. And so they can't take four more years of Trump, and we can't take four more years of the globalist rule. We can't take four more years of Biden.
Yeah, so they're going to blow stuff up and to make us the bad guy and blame us and have a cyber attack to cancel the election. That's all in the cards. And so what do we do to stop them? Because it's the immovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force.
That anything they come up with, they're going to use it and then flood the zone with the information war aspect of it.
No, I agree. So we've got to expose the fact that we don't want to kill black people, and we don't want to kill migrants, and we don't want to kill Obama, Biden, and we don't want a civil war. This is not a civil war. This is a globalist coup running the country in the ground that's trying to take our candidate off the ballot, who wants to start a big destabilization crisis so that they can put in permanent martial law and call it security. And that's where we're at. I agree with you.
Anytime you see us being pitted against each other, whether it's Protestant against Catholic, whether it's Christian against Christians, whether it's this Nick Fuentes character, I believe he's a total psyop because he's obviously working to divide the Christian vote, divide and these people, they worship him for whatever reason. And you could see, I think it's clear that the Jews actually don't control. I think the Jews were just used as a pawn by the atheistic Jews and the globalists, the corporations that are above even them, because you can see they're losing the war narrative in Israel. They're losing the information war, so obviously they don't control absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, where I'm at is this. Almost every government's run by evil people now, and so I don't blame Chinese people because I'm against the Communist Party. You know, there are a lot of powerful Jews that are in positions doing evil things, and, you know, globalism, Larry Fink, you name it. But I don't then say, oh, well, that's because the Jews are all in on this. Just like when black people are committing way more crime against whites because the media has told them to do it and they've bought into the racism, most black people aren't like that, so I don't then blame black people. You know, that's where I'm at there. I mean, I think there's been so much political correctness demonizing white people that then when people try to criticize, you know, a Nick Fuentes going back at the ADL, I mean, I see the ADL as more, quote, racist and racial than Nick Fuentes. And so, you know, I don't think Nick's a fed or anything. We can't skip this break, so I got to go to break. Thank you so much. We can't skip the local breaks because the stations have those. That's why when we do skip breaks, it's the one at 15 after and the one at 45 after, because that's when we can. Anyways, thank you so much for the call, sir. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launch the next great renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double pay 3 points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazobeast for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 callers left. I'm going to race through you now because before this hour ends, I want to hit a bunch of the news I haven't covered yet, some of the geopolitical news and more. So let's go to Brett in Nebraska. Thank you for calling, sir.
Paul McCartney died 50 years ago. You have a great show today, so let's connect some dots. I want to go quick. I called in, want to talk about Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he's an authentic candidate. I went to go see him last Friday over in Iowa. They're preparing for their caucus over there. And the guy could speak to individuals in the audience and answer their questions. And he gives me great hope.
like I said, I think he's a very authentic candidate.
He's definitely smart, and he's definitely hurting the globalists with what he's saying.
And that's why I think we need to support him. And, you know, I heard some calls earlier today. You know, we're talking about Besnikov and the demoralization. And I heard, you know, other callers call in and they say, oh, well, I don't think that we're going to even have the race. We're not going to even have the elections.
Well, no. I mean, yeah. I don't think we're demoralizing people to say that. I think the globalists really are planning that. We've got to expose it. And that's a good chance of them backing
down. Absolutely. I do. We do have to expose it. And I think Vivek is doing a great job of that, amongst other issues.
Oh, he's coming out saying they totally staged January 6th and now they can do anything. He's saying they're dangerous, they're totalitarians, which is true. And, you know, that's kind of scary to have a prominent person saying that. But you know what? It is true. So just because it's horrible to admit it, it's more horrible to let it happen. So we have to admit we are in deep crap. I mean, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Because of our youth and their mental illness, and how a lot of our youth, I want to say from like your average 30-year-old down to your average probably 15-year-old, I think hates the white male, the old white male. I think they just look at us like we're from a different planet, like we're the cause of everything wrong in their life. And they don't realize that, you know, who we've been ruled by.
Well, if white males are so bad, why does everybody want to come here? The truth is, whites aren't perfect like anybody, but the Renaissance was amazing. We've contributed a lot. And it is a bunch of old white males and globalists that are running this and getting us all to fight with each other. We need to talk about that. I appreciate your call. Got to move quick. Let's go to the next caller, Amanda in Arizona.
Hello, Alex. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to get your opinion about something possible to happen with the election. That it's a concern to me that maybe Hunter Biden will be used as a sacrifice to the left. I mean, we have a major drug addict.
Oh, yeah, no, they're totally using him as a diversion. Half of the news coverage on Newsmax and Fox is Hunter Biden. They want to get rid of Biden. They're allowing the indictments now. It's a total distraction. Hunter and his dad doesn't hurt the Democrats. It doesn't do anything. We need to be focused on Obama, on Klaus Schwab, on the open borders, on Mayorkas, on the bureaucrats, on the policies, and Congress needs to be defunding all these agencies that are engaged in criminal activity. We should have a move to abolish the FBI. We should get the spotlight on the coup forces.
Do you think they'll allow him to, quote-unquote, accidental overdose and then point the finger at the right and say, look what you did, you killed the president?
I mean, I think they might kill Biden with some right-wing patsy. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Look, anything you can think of, they're planning it. Okay, I mean, they are throwing the kitchen sink in here.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I appreciate about all of you at InfoWars is you've taught me to think in that direction of anything that possibly could happen may happen, and it's good to consider.
Well, here's the key. They always pre-program what they're going to do. So, Matt, they got like 8 or 9 cards in their hand. You can't see them, but they're telegraphing everything they're planning to play, so they tell you what cards they've got because they're pre-programming you. They can't help it. So they want to have the narrative already out there before they do it. So the right wing will take out the power grid and knock out the internet ahead of the election. There may not be an election because the right wing works with Putin. Total crap, like saying Martians are going to attack tomorrow. It's made up. And right wingers are going to kill the migrants and we're going to kill the black people. Then I guarantee they got some schizophrenics in hotel rooms on methamphetamine that the feds are winding up to do it. I mean, it's coming. You can guarantee it and a lot more.
Well, if I can end on a positive note, I've been having conversations with my liberal friends, and they keep saying, I'm angry at Biden. I don't know that I can vote for him, and I'm really hoping that when they get to
the ballot. Yeah, and so take them one step further. Biden's a puppet. Be angry at the globalists that control him. So that's the step one. Yeah, almost every liberal I know has apologized. All of my family's hearing the same thing. It's on the street, grocery stores, everywhere. Joe Rogan came out and said, everybody's waking up. All his liberal friends have woken up. The Great Awakening's here. There's no doubt. That's why the enemy's so dangerous. That's why we're in clutch time right now.
Yes, and we're doing a good job at it. So I just want to keep everybody positive that they have to continue to talk to their friends.
Absolutely.
On the opposite side of the aisle.
Great point. Thank you. Think of Biden as a disposable shield and that the globalists are a knight with their sword. And then they put the shield out there, and everybody just attacks the shield. When it's all bent up and got holes in it, they throw it down and get a new puppet. okay? Or think about like a matador with a red cape, and he's got the sword behind it, and the bull goes after the cape, not him, because bulls can only see black, white, and red, and red makes them really upset because I guess it's like a blood color. They're being attacked or whatever, and instinctively they go crazy. And so they wave all this in our face while the sword's behind it. But I want to say something here. When evil really comes out in the open and emerges, which it's done, when it's going into its final takeover phase, the crisis phase, into normalization and then exploitation, that's the phase that's enough to get into for time, I guess. You're going to see people we thought weren't on our side join us. And we're going to see people we thought were on our side, like DeSantis, coming out saying, yeah, Trump wants to be a dictator. He wants to, weaponize things. You're going to see people turn against us. You're going to find out who's who in the crucible. You're going to find out big time. And the truth's going to come out. So what Elon Musk is doing is irrevocably damaging the globalists. They're legitimately, criminally, and civilly coming after him. Joe Rogan, I know him well. He's legitimately woken up the last few years and is super hardcore now and is doing the best he can. Tucker's legitimate, super awake now. Basically says, you're the guru, you're the expert. And, I'm not bragging. He says it on air, but personally, he's like, wow, you really have the best grasp on this out there, and I think God sent you to be doing what you're doing. He didn't say that to make me feel big. It actually makes me go, whoa, I got a lot of awesome power, but God gave me that, and it's not that I'm that smart. I've been in this forever, okay, because I found out about it very young, thought it was very, very interesting, had my family tell me about it, and why would you not want to challenge this great evil you know is coming? And then now it's here. So all the magicness of the InfoWars is not magic. It's just being ahead of your time, all right, and deciding, wow, I want to be into this, not into football or not into hunting. Nothing against football and hunting. Hunting's, by the way, a lot better because you're out there doing it yourself. It's great. But I love hunting. I love fishing. I love camping. I'm an outdoorsman. I never really get to do it very much. I'm going to do a little bit of this weekend with the family, but because I'm in the war against a very evil group that admits they have this plan. Let me show you something, and then we'll go to more calls and get back in the news. But I want to just show you a Bloomberg headline and a Connecticut major newspaper headline and others here. And I want you to remember what you've heard the last 5 years. I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I am hiding it all. I have shell companies. When I filed for bankruptcy, I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm going to go to prison. I'm hiding it. And I knew none of that was true because I knew when I filed for bankruptcy, I had a couple million dollars in the bank and millions of dollars of legal bills, so I was upside down then. I'm way upside down now. And I knew that I never had that much money. I bought an expensive house that Elon Musk realtor recommended because he was a fan. He said, I could buy this right now. It's on the market yet. The guy couldn't finish it. He's out of money. You can buy it for $1 million less than it's worth, and I predict in 3 years you'll double your money. I did, and I put it into this company, all of it. But it's okay. I don't do this for money, but I want money so I can do more to fight them. You understand? It's like ammunition or fuel. Now Bloomberg, all of them, admit it all that I told the truth, but they do it backhandedly and say, Jones has sold his car, which is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
First up, he's worth billions. And the Democrat Party lawyers asked for $2.67 trillion. $2,670 million. Don't believe me? Type it in. Connecticut Sandy Hook families asked for $2.67 trillion, the GDP of India. It's all meant to scare you. Like a giant projection in the sky, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. When people asked why I laughed when they came back and said he owes $1.5 billion, they said, that's not enough. He's got more than that. $2.67 trillion. How about 85 quadrillion? All to scare the American people. You don't do what we want. You ever even question anything. We'll misrepresent what you said and lie about you in a kangaroo trial, and we'll get $2.67 trillion. Great. Get it. Good luck. And everybody that's got a brain sees through it, and it only made us bigger. And that's how God works. Not me. None of it's Alex Jones. It's all God. And I pray to God to lead God and direct me. I don't tell God what I want. I do selfishly beg God to protect my children, but that's about it. I just say, whatever he want, God, just tell me what to do, and please give me the strength to do it. Please, I'm weak. Please help me. I love you so much, and I love the people so much. Will you please, just please, please, be raise somebody up better than me so that I can stop? I'm exhausted. And God says, watch what's about to happen, and trust me. I'm going to take you right to the edge, and then I'm going to save you. And then if you choose, there will be a time in the future where you can lay down your life. If you decide to really give it to them, I'm not talking about suicide. I'll never commit suicide. But God has literally told me and is talking to me and preparing me. And when that choice comes, I know I'll make the right decision. I am not Christ, but I want to be Christ-like. And if I have the decision to be put in front of a firing squad right now to defeat the New World Order and save the unborn they're murdering and stop the GMO and the 5G, I would say, line me up right now and pull the trigger with pleasure. I'm ready because it's worth it. And when you've got that type of attitude and you've got God on your side, you're not invincible, but the spirit in you is invincible. And when I think about Christ and what he did for us, when I think about being able to just in some little way walk in those same footsteps, it brings me so close to God. Not a feeling of ecstasy, but a feeling of love and completion and understanding and peace. That's why when Henry Kissinger tried to hire me, just thinking about it, I was entertaining it, but just thinking about it, I felt the Holy Spirit removing. Oh, no, 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 no. I would never even entertain it. God, please go. Stay with me. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Thank you. Oh, my God, it's so good. Oh, God, it's so good. And to think of these people that serve evil, they'll never taste of this. Wow. Feel sorry for them. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Let's play this clip. We'll come back with your calls.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
Gentlemen, I've got some really good news. We're extending the Christmas sales from the end of 2023 into early 2024. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and all of the products are on massive sale, up to 60% off. Winter Sun, the highest quality organic vitamin D3 to boost your immune system, so critical, 40% off. Free shipping, Double Patriot points. Some of our best-selling products are 60% off. We're losing money on those. Please support the InfoWar today. Now, here's the bad news. More than half of our best-selling high-quality products are about to sell out. We'll have to order new ones. It'll take 3 to 6 months because they're high-quality to come back in. So if you want these amazing products, Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, or HGH Max Boost, X2 is about to sell out. It's been sold out for over a year. That won't come in for at least 3 months. So if you want X2, if you want Winter Sun, if you want these products, they are all selling out, including our high-quality Patriot coffee. Hundreds and hundreds of products on the site, books, films, T-shirts, everything are up to 60% off, except for our new fundraising T-shirt that's Team Humanity that Elon Musk and I coined the term. That's a fundraiser for InfoWars, so that's got a little bit of a premium on it. Please get that shirt to support the InfoWar. Take action now while the products are still in stock. Double Patriot points, free shipping. You'll find them all at InfoWarStore.com. It's part of the 2024 January New Year's Mega Sale. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products that will enrich and empower your life.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers, and now the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the Patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com because, as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
All right, I'm going to try to get to all your calls. We got a big guest host coming up, and I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going on Jimmy Dore's show and more today. a little note. It's an incredible blessing of God. This happened about 2 weeks ago, but I'm announcing it now because it's just now available. Steam, the third largest video game platform in the world, the biggest online, 150 million users a week, has accepted New World Order Wars and is now available on Steam. And this could be, I mean, if it goes big, it could fund not just getting me out of the hole, but energizing this whole operation. So New World Order Games is not just on a platform now where you get it on a website. It's been accepted by Steam. They're talking about giving it Game of the Year award. I mean, major gamers are. This is a real blessing. So please go to Steam and get it today. All right. Look, I said I'd get to all your calls, and I tried. Let's go to Jody, and then let's go to Ashley. Jody in Florida. Go ahead. Thanks for rolling.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the Elon Musk situation. I think the next thing that they're going to do is go after his satellite feed. The only saving grace is that he knows too much. With his clearances that he'd had to have had gotten to launch out in space, one of the main things that they would have to do would be to, under some world threat, using Obama's one of Obama's executive orders.
Well, that's right, because Obama got his kill switch in, meaning he doesn't just kill them. Right. They can feed it all to one website, which is they're going to wait for him.
And July 1st, 2016, he Section 2 of that executive order, going back to use of force on civilian population, Section 2 actually mentioned the ambiguity of the using of force under the guise of national defense or something to that offense. That's the thing that they're going to use on us. He already set that up.
I totally agree. And again, Christ said you judge tree by fruits. Musk isn't perfect, but he's going in the right direction. So all these people that want to criticize him, but do they wish all these people weren't let? I mean, we're reaching. When I say this, I mean conservatively, I said 10 million earlier. No. 20 million a day on there. But that's just if you click on it or see a little bit of it. Let's say half of them actually watch the videos. 10 million a day. 10 million new people a day, brother. And it's, I mean, you think they like that? No, they don't like that.
No.
That is a radical move to put me on the game, okay? Elon Musk, we were already in the game as listeners boost us and get around the AI, but we just got put in the quarterback position.
There's a woman in the Mitch McConnell thing, too. There's a woman in green that makes him freeze. I have a lot of information on how they're doing it. You can see it on video. A woman in green taps him on the
video. It's very, very bizarre. All right, I'm out of time. Got a big guest host coming up for the next hour. Then the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room, Infowars.com/show. Those are the coordinates of resistance to tyranny, the coordinates of victory, Infowars.com/show. Let's not pretend they couldn't kill Elon Musk tomorrow and take us off. So while we're on X, tell everybody, Infowars.com/show. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Great job, crew. Great job, callers.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.